The city of Artesia is just 4 square kilometers, but nearly 40 languages are spoken within its borders.
Mahal naming Panginoong Diyos, nararapat lamang.
Agradecemos ao Senhor todas as graças recebidas.
Mijn Heer en mijn God, we leven in een tijd waar we uw hulp hard nodig hebben.
At a recent prayer breakfast, blessings were offered in Korean, Tagalog, Chinese, Hindi, Hebrew, Spanish, Danish, Portuguese, and Dutch.
Dankzij toch God. Amen.
Artesia Mayor Sally Flowers delivered the State of the City address at this breakfast in English, though she also speaks Spanish. She says she wanted the prayers to represent the many immigrant communities and reflect the cultural diversity in this city of 17,500 people.
Governor Gray Davis, when he was in office, had said that L.A. was the most diverse city in the world. And within Los Angeles County, Artesia is one of the most diverse cities within.
Just down the road from the prayer breakfast is Seol Sundae, a Korean restaurant that specializes in beef bone and knuckle soup. Owner Annie Kong says in order to communicate with her Hispanic employees and a wide range of customers, she's picked up several languages over the years.
I speak mostly Korean and second English, and I speak a little bit of Spanish, and maybe just Chinese and Japanese, just greeting.
Speaking several languages is pretty much par for the course in this area. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, of the 40 most common languages spoken in this country, 39 of them can be heard in Artesia and neighboring cities like Cerritos and Bellflower. Annie Kong says she once moved to a city about an hour away, but quickly got homesick.
And I didn't like it there. There isn't much place to go, like as far as food goes, you know. So I lived there for about half a year, and then I came down here again.
Not far from Ms. Kong's restaurant is Sona Chandi, a clothing store and beauty salon where patrons can buy saris and gold jewelry and get Indian henna tattoos. Owner Mala Malani introduces herself in her two native tongues, Fijian and Hindi.
Bula Nisamode, and in Hindi, it's like Mera Nam Malahe.
Ms. Malani says she uses Hindi and English to communicate with most of her customers, but she's also hired staff from all over the world to accommodate the store's multicultural clientele.
It's really good because the more the merrier, and we do more business because all people come. And that's why in my beauty salon I have Japanese, I have Chinese, I have Filipinos, so more people come because it's not just only for Indian. You know, we want everyone to come here.
Despite the multitude of languages heard throughout the area, English is still the primary language used to communicate.
Everybody repeat, ah, again, ah.
Jay Chun Oh is studying English as a second language at the local adult school. During the 23 years he spent in the United States, Mr. Oh has spoken mostly Korean, but lately he says he's realized the need to master English, even in an area as diverse as this.
I want to expand my horizon in my career. Sometimes I need to contact with the outside of the Korean community, which I need a tool, which is fluent English, to communicate.
Business isn't the only area where fluency in English is important. According to Juliet Stone with the Asian Pacific American Legal Center, non-English speakers face many challenges in their day-to-day activities.
Things like going to the doctor and explaining what hurts, going to get your driver's license, going to vote.
As Artesia's city manager, Maria Dadian understands these challenges well. She says ideally Artesia would provide documents like building permits, ballots for city elections, and public notices in all of the many languages spoken in the city. But she says, given Artesia's small staff and budget, that's just not feasible.
We have people who are of the Portuguese culture, people who are the Cambodian culture. We also have Spanish-speaking individuals here. Unfortunately, we can't cover every ethnicity that is out there.
But she acknowledges one advantage to being in such a small city. Almost everyone in Artesia knows someone who speaks English. And so when the city is unable to provide services in a given language, officials can usually find someone within the community who can translate. For Wordmaster, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.